First of all, just a wee catch-up for any boys and girls or younger people who may be here today, but relevant to us all. I was telling you all last Sunday about that family that we met on holiday. The three children, the oldest brother who was handing out the sweets to his wee sister and his wee brother. And when he handed the sweets to his wee brother, do you remember what he said to him? He said to him something awful. He said, "If you don't say please, I'm going to kick you." And his mummy said, "That's not how it works. You can't make people say things." Well, that was please. There's another important word, and you can't make people say it. They've got to say it for themselves. And it's a good word to learn, and I'm sure that you've already begun to learn it. Because if your mummy or your daddy says to you, "What do you say?" and you say, "Thank you." Now there's a good word to learn, to say thank you. Nobody can make you say it. Nobody can kick you if you don't say it. But it's a good one to learn, not just if you're a wee boy or a wee girl, but when you're grown up too. We should all learn to say it, because we've so much to be thankful for. Look at this lovely morning, and the sun in the sky, and the promise of a lovely warm day. Look at this lovely church, which other people have put here, and here we are sitting in it now. And what about all the good things in our life? What about our food on the table? What about our lovely clothes? What about our holidays? What about our teacher at the school? What about our friends? What about our neighbours? It just goes on and on and on. And so we should learn to say thank you. And there's something else. Today is a special Sunday. And today is called Trinity Sunday. And today we remember that God is Father, and He is Son, and He is Holy Spirit. And we should learn to say thank you to God. Thank you to God, our Father, for the lovely creation, for the lovely world that our Creator God, that our Father in heaven has created. And thank you for Jesus, His Son, who came to our world to show us what God is like. To show us that God cares, that God loves, that God forgives. So we should say thank you to God for God the Father, thank you to God for God the Son and His Son, and thank you to God for His Spirit, because although we can't see God, yet God is nearer to us than the very air that we breathe. That's what the Bible says. His Spirit is so close to our lives, you just wouldn't believe it. So we have so many things to be thankful for. All of us. There isn't a person in this church today, whether you're just 5 or whether you're 105. It doesn't matter what age you are. We've all got cause to be thankful. And in this church, and in churches across the world today, people are thinking about God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they're saying, "Thank you, God, my Heavenly Father." Isn't that a lovely word? Imagine being able to call the Creator of this vast universe our Heavenly Father. Can you believe that? When you close your eyes and say your prayer, you can say, "Father, Father God." In fact, the service began today with a word I didn't suppose you, or maybe you did hear it. It was Abba. God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts so that we can call God Abba, Father. You know what Abba means? It means Dad. And Matt, can you imagine how wonderful that is? That we can turn in our prayers to the God who made all that there is, this universe, and the universe, to the Creator of the ends of the earth, and we can say, "Abba, Father." There's something to be thankful for. And He sent His Son Jesus, and we know all about Jesus. And we're so thankful to Him for all that He has shown us and done for us and taught us. And then there's the Spirit, for whom we also say, "Thank you, God, that your Spirit is so near us day by day and night by night. Just wonderful. How could you not say thank you for all of that? We're going to say a short prayer then. We'll clasp our hands, say together, God our Father, we thank you today that we can call you our Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you today that we can call you our Savior. Holy Spirit of God, we thank you today that you are always our helper.